254, I tried restarting it, and it's it doesn't seem to be building back any air pressure. I mean, if it is, it's very slow.
Okay, I copy. I did talk to the shop, so they're going to find someone to send out to you. It might be a little bit, so make sure you get, you know, your, if you're, and hopefully you're not blocking. Are you blocking right now?
I'm not blocking. I'm at the stop at 50th going east, so they can get around me.
Okay, I copy. Good news. I'm going to let your follower know what's going on. Make sure your four-ways are on, your hatch is up, and you've got those triangles out, and we'll get a truck to you as soon as we can.
Okay, as I'm talking to you, though, it is slowly building back pressure. It's at 70 right now. It was at 60 when I started this conversation.
Okay, well, that is good news. If it gets to a point where you're able to continue, let's go ahead and at least, I don't necessarily want you to go in service. What I'm thinking is we'll just head you back to Powell for a new bus. So I would make sure that your passengers are off your bus as soon as that follower is in your side mirror. I will call them, let them know what's going on. I don't want you to continue, though, like that. I want you to be seen. So let's do this. If it gets to a point that you're able to drive the bus back to the garage, give me a ready for service, knowing that you're not going into service, and we'll go from there.
Copy that. So I'll put the hatch up. I'll put the markers out and wait for the service guy.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is if you're able to get to the shop, it's going to be faster to get you back to the garage. If the alarms go off and you're able to get that, the air pressures back, I don't want you to continue in service because you constantly stopping and opening the doors is probably going to cause another problem. But I do want you to, you know, get, you know, back to Powell Garage.
Okay, the alarm went off, so I think I have enough air pressure probably to get back to the garage. I'll let my passengers off, and what's the best way to get back? Where should I make a turn at here?
Well, if you can do it at 50th, I would do it at 50th, and then left on Powell, and then take Powell up to, you know, Powell Garage. If 50th doesn't work, then you'll have to go all the way down to Chavez, make a left Chavez, a left on Powell, back up to the garage.
Copy. I think I can do it at 50th. All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. And again, make sure you let your passengers know what's going on. You're getting pulled from service, and a follower is going to pick them up.
Yes, then I will wait here until the follower comes, right?
Let me see how far back they are. Yeah, you can go ahead and do so. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and just let them know that it's going to be a couple minutes. Just let's get you rolling back to the garage. I just don't want anything further to happen. So, let them off. Let them know that the follower is going to be there. They're actually currently at 71st in division, so they're not too far away. When you're all set up and then either another bus. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and make your way to pull-out repair when you get to Powell Garage. That's going to be near Bay 19. And then they'll take a look at it, and they can make that determination if they need to get you another bus.
Copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. 1513.